Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the Real Estate Show. Thanks for listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem, so what's going on in the stores?
Jeff, we have all the fun going on in the stores right now. It's springtime. We have all the most beautiful pillows, all the most beautiful bedding. The flowers are coming out, the picture frames, all of the great fabrics and textures. And you definitely need to come check out Osmond Designs. We have stores in Lehigh and in Orem. We have over 45,000 square feet of showroom space. And it's all in stock. What makes Osmond Designs a little bit different is that we are designer furniture at affordable prices. So there's all those high-end brands that you think, I can never afford that. It's super expensive. But we carry that. We also do a lot of model homes for builders. We do the parade of homes and anything in between. So come check out Osmond Designs. Bring your truck and your trailer. You can take it home today, which is so nice. And then, of course, you can do special orders. So that's what's going on at Osmond Designs. But, Jeff, I have been so excited for this entire month because today we have Minky Couture on the show with us.
Bravo.
Bravo. Who doesn't love Minky Couture in Utah, right? You know, what's great about real estate is all of the businesses that are in Utah, which helps the growth. I'm a shop local girl. I love to support local business. I own a local business. And I know how hard we all work. And I love the story of Minky. So I introduced and reached out to you guys to invite you to be on the show with us today to tell your story. Not only do I love the blankets and everything that you carry, but I love how involved you are in the community. So today we have Sierra Clayson. She is the brand manager for Minky Couture on the show with us today. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Heather. Thanks for having us.
Happy to. So tell us a little bit about how this all started.
Yeah, so our story is really unique. Sandy Hendry is our owner and founder. About 15 years ago, she had a daughter who was ill in the hospital, and she just really wanted to bring her some comfort. And as any of you moms out there know, you just want to bring the best for your kids and just bring the best comfort and love for them. So she had her daughter in the hospital for a while, and she just said, Mom, I just want a blanket. I just want a blanket. And so she decided to create the first Minky because she wanted to have something that had the softness of a baby blanket, but have a couture look to it. Because Sandy Hendry is a very bougie person. She does not settle for any Costco blanket. No offense to Costco blankets. We love them. But she created the first Minky. And so she gave it to her daughter. The doctors, the nurses, they were like, oh my gosh, I want those for our patients. So she started making more and more. And then she started selling them out of the back of her truck because she's like, wow, this is actually a business. Keep in mind, Sandy taught school for 30 years. This is not something she had thought about and said, oh, I'm going to, you know, start this wonderful blanket company, a multi-million dollar company, and touch so many lives. But here we are now. So we're 15 years in June, and we have 7 storefronts in Utah. And yeah, she's changing everyone's lives one blanket at a time.
That is so incredible. Okay, so if you don't have a Minky blanket, I don't know why you don't. Yeah. You need to go to one of their stores.
Yes.
You have 7 locations in Utah.
Yes.
And then you also sell e-commerce.
We are e-com online, yes.
How do people find you?
MinkyCouture.com. And we're everywhere. And we have a discount or an outlet store in Ogden. And then we have 6 storefronts also from Ogden all the way down to St. George.
Incredible. Okay, so let's introduce you and how you became involved with this business.
Yeah. So 2 years ago, I came aboard. I had an opportunity to return to the workforce. I have previously raised 3 boys, and so I was in a position where I needed to get back out there. And so I met Sandy, and I had a very honest conversation with her about what I could do for her company. And I just said, you know, I love your product. I love your story. Let me help, you know, spread the word and kind of plant seeds and kind of get your brand out there. I applied, and a month later, I am now the brand manager 2 years in, and she has provided so many great opportunities for me and my family, and just constantly giving back and thinking of others. So it's been an amazing experience for me.
Well, you're obviously doing a great job because the brand is everywhere. I think it is so incredible. all the things that Minky does for individual people. There's nothing like getting a warm blanket.
There's nothing like it. And it truly does. Everyone has a story with a Minky. Anyone who has a Minky genuinely comes and says to Sandy, this meant so much to me because of my surgery I had, or because I lost my dad, or my baby, or all these different things. And it's genuine. It is not something that people have to come up with on their own.
Our first Minky?
Yeah.
Our real estate agent gave it to us when we bought our house.
Yeah.
And that was the hello to the house, and it's still sitting on the couch. We have two more, but
it's a perfect, truly, we just started getting more involved with the real estate business because we realized this is a great idea for closing gifts. I mean, and it's so personal too, right? So they're able to put their, we can actually brand these blankets. So they put their logo on it and you know, in a little corner, and then give them to these clients as closing gifts. And it's great for everyone, from newlyweds getting a house, or, you know, large families, or singles, or anything. And it truly is such a comforting quality gift.
I think so too. Weddings,
baby
gifts,
babies. I mean, at any occasion and from any age. So we, infant to old age, we truly, our target audience is everyone. And that's a very rare thing to have in a product, that it truly appeals to everyone.
And I just love that it's one size fits all, even though you offer all different sizes.
True.
Let's go through all of those.
Yes.
I mean, it's pretty complicated, but it's so cool.
Yes.
I think I own one of each. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Yeah. So we've got our infants. So first we have our minis. And our minis were actually designed for premature babies and NICUs. Our philanthropic arm of Minky, if you don't mind me getting into
that,
because it kind of covers our sizing. Our minis were made when her grandson was in the NICU. And when your baby is in the NICU, I don't know how many of you guys have had them. If you either have had a baby in the NICU or you know someone that has, the theory behind NICU babies is you want to do skin to skin, but you can't. So the theory behind the NICU babies is that if you have a blanket or a piece of material and you put it on the mother, it absorbs the mother's scent. And then when you put it on the baby, it actually helps the baby heal faster. And that's this is very scientifically proven, and this is in the case for her grandson, and so she saw the needs. She's looking around the NICU and she's looking at all these mothers, and she's thinking, I just want to bring comfort to them, you know, and the way that she was able to bring comfort to her daughter at that time, and so so we have the minis, which we actually donate 3,000 to 5,000 a month to NICUs across the nation. Last year, I think we donated over 70,000 minis to NICUs across the nation last year.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. And this is just out of the kindness of her heart again, right? So this is, again, just thinking of others all the time. So we've got our minis, and then we have our infant size, which is perfect for babies coming home from the hospital, or even my four-year-old, you know, drags his Minky in the car or in his bed. And then we've got our travel size, which is our perfect lap blanket that can kind of be on your, you know, blanket when you're in an airplane or you're in the car.
Or the movie theater.
Or the movie theater.
Yes.
We talked about the movie theater blankets. Mm-hmm. And then we've got our adult size, which is our perfect lap blanket when you're on the couch watching a show on a Friday night, right? Or just after work. You just want a blanket, you pull it off your couch, and that's our adult size. And our adult size is 5x4, so it's a really good size. And then we have our monster size, which can top a queen bed. This is good for two people snuggling on the couch. For those of you who are in love, that's wonderful for you. And so
Sierra, you're awesome.
So we've got our monster size. And then we have our biggest size, which is our grande. Now that is our 5x7, and that can top a king bed. And so I've got that folded on my bed, you know, in half. And then when it gets cold, I just kind of pull it up, and it's perfect.
And, you know, of course, I'm an interior designer, so I always care what it looks like. Of course, they offer comfort, but the texture, they look gorgeous.
Yes.
I think every single bed in my entire home has a Minky on it.
Yeah.
I have one for the theater. Mm-hmm. I have one for the ball game, you know, when you're going to go watch your son play basketball, all the good things. One for my car.
Mm-hmm.
It's just incredible. I love Minky blankets. So proud to give them to all my employees for Christmas
this past year. Yes.
That was a huge hit.
Perfect gifts.
Minky Couture. Today we have Sierra Clayson. She's the brand manager for Minky Couture. How do people find your locations?
You just go to minkycouture.com, and our locations are listed on the top right for shop. You just click on that, and our drop-down menu will see all of our locations.
7 stores here in Utah. Yep. I love local business. I'm so proud to have you on the show with us today. Local businesses help real estate values We'll be right back. More on Minky Blankets.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. We're glad you're listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. She's Heather Osmond from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem.
Yes, they are, Jeff. And I am so happy to have Minky Couture on the show with us today. I am a local business. I love supporting local business. And it really is what makes Utah and real estate economy boom. Right here in Utah, we have so many outside companies that are coming in, but we also have a lot of homegrown businesses, and I love to feature those. So today we have Sierra Clayson. She's the brand manager for Minky Couture on the show with us. If you just missed the last episode, you'll definitely want to go back and podcast that on KSL Radio. You just type in Real Estate Show and listen to that. And of course, the future episodes that we'll be having Sierra talk about. Okay, so for this episode, I want to talk about how you make Minky Couture and what makes it different than all the other blankets that are on the market.
Absolutely. Yeah, so I mean, I think we're not unaware of the competitors we have out there. Everyone has competitors in their businesses. And we're in great company with a lot of people that make great blankets. But something that's really unique about Minky Couture is, yes, we use the highest grade polyester. So that is what brings that lush feel to it. And we are very proud that we're able to provide the best quality in that sense. But something really cool that people don't really know about Minky is out of our 350 employees, we have over 50 that are actually at-home seamstresses. So that actually help sew our blankets for us, for people who are single moms that can't leave the house, disabled, anything like that, anything that they cannot leave. But Sandy wants to help provide an income for them. So they will pick up bins at our Ogden warehouse, bring them to their house, sew them on a high-quality sewing machine, bring them back to the warehouse, and they will do a quality check, and then they are wrapped and they are delivered to our stores and shipped out all over the nation. And so it's just another unique aspect to Minky where the heart is just so visible in everything that we do.
No question about that. Okay, so how do you get all the printed blankets? Because those are so fun.
Yes, they are very fun. So Sandy Hendry, our owner, she picks out those patterns ahead of time. She, seasons in advance, she goes in and looks in. In fact, I just had a sneak peek of our Halloween collection, which is going to be so cute. And so she'll find the prints, and then we will have them. We have 12 different countries we outsource our materials from. And we have great relationships with them. It's great. But we are able to hand sew those in-house. And again, something very unique. A lot of companies out there do not hand sew their blankets. If you were to take a trip to our Ogden office right now, our warehouse, we have 100,000 square feet of warehouse. And we just acquired another building next to us. And we're able to, you'll see our cutting room where we actually have four full-time seamstresses that cut. And then we have our sewing room. And then we have our embroidery room where people actually sew on, patches for their companies or names for cheerleaders or, and everything is hand done. And so it's just really cool because it brings the quality to life, right? So it's not just, it's a really soft blanket. It's, no, I see the blood, sweat, and tears that goes into these things when I buy them. And, they are more pricey than typical blankets that are out there on the market, but for a good reason. I mean, it's just amazing to see firsthand every day.
So. No question about it. And off air, we were just talking about the Mother's Day collection.
Yeah. Yeah. Our Mother's Day collection is beautiful. If you are into pastels and florals and just soft, pretty colors, you're going to want to go to our store locations right now. Orem and Layton. We've got a Draper store. We've got a Sugar House store. We've got a South Ogden store, and then we've got one in St. George. And I'm not kidding. Get your bums down there. They are the whole store. I was just there this morning. They are just, it's just beautiful. It's just the pretty colors. Everything's just happy when you walk in those stores. So.
And I don't know about you, but I'm a mom.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I love blankets.
Yep.
I have a problem.
Yes.
It's a really, really good problem. And it's beautiful. It just is great to add that to your home decor and make it cozy and comfortable. Not only do you sell blankets, but you also sell bags. You're currently carrying one right now. It's adorable.
We sell bags. We've got our Annie bags is what they're called. Mm-hmm. And they are just so they're literally made of Minky. For everyone trying to imagine what these look like, if you don't know about us, literally it's the Minky material in the shape of a large bag that you could fit your laptop in. So we've got the Minky handles, and we've got, of course, the Minky logo right in the middle with that gold MC, which is our couture signal or sign or that.
I don't think I could get away with carrying one of those to work.
You know, you'd be surprised, Jeff.
Guys,
be surprised.
Really?
No, I don't think
Jeff,
so.
You're going to start a new trend. Man bag
you know
for
what?
You.
You know what, though? If you feel good about it, I feel good about it.
A so furry that's okay. Man bag. Yeah.
It is 2024, Jeff. Anything goes.
That's true.
So I have a question. I know that Minky Couture is like synonymous with Utah. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows what they are, or at least it seems that way to me. Mm-hmm. It feels like most of everybody has one. How big is your footprint outside of the state of Utah?
Yeah, great question. You know, it's funny. We run our numbers every month to see kind of what the foot traffic is on the digital side. And our states outside, we've got Kansas, Arizona, California, Florida. These are our bigger states that actually have been purchasing. And we're like, okay, so is this just online? How are they getting the brand awareness, right? Where are we? Because we don't have any brick and mortar outside of Utah, we are very intentional about doing events outside of Utah. So last year, for example, we did the California Real Estate Convention. We had every real estate agent in California come down to the expo in Long Beach and look at these as closing gifts. And we had no idea what the reception was going to be. We were like, maybe it's good, maybe it's not. We're next to Cutco Knives. I mean, these people are like killing it, right? But we do that branding, which is very unique as well. And it was just kind of a really cool concept, and we're excited to kind of dive into that deeper. So, yeah, we are intentional about the events we do outside.
And that helps you build a footprint
absolutely
elsewhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then as soon as one person has them, Jeff, then, of course, you know, you have the FOMO.
Oh, where did you get this blanket?
Right? Where did you get that? I need that. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. And our guest today is Minky Couture. We have the brand manager, Sierra Clayson, here telling us everything about Minky Couture. And I'm just gushing. So this is so much fun. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. I'm Jeff Kaplan, along with Heather Osmond from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem. I know how you love stocking the pillows. So where are we at in the year? What color now?
Oh, Jeff, it's springtime. So all the pastels, right? All the florals, all the beautiful textures, the linens, the cottons, and of course the velvets. And today I'm a little excited because we have Minky Couture on the show with us. You know, my philosophy and our slogan at Osmond Designs is love your home. And Minky Couture is love at first touch. And I think that is so fitting. I love local business. I love Utah business. I love woman-owned business. And I'm such a cheerleader of Sandy and her organization. Minky Couture is, you know, definitely the number one in Utah. Everyone knows what it is. And it's at every baby shower. It's at every wedding. Every birthday party, someone always is getting a Minky and they always light up, which is incredible. Being in the interior design industry, of course, I'm all about fabrics. I'm all about textures. I'm all about blankets and pillows and all the good things that make your home cozy. And your home isn't just a place. It's actually a feeling. And I really admire and respect Minky for contributing to that. One thing that is fantastic about Minky is they are so, so generous.
So generous.
So generous. Today we have Sierra Clayson. She is the brand manager on the show with us. Tell us just, you know, one of your favorite stories.
Yeah. So the first thing that came to mind, I was actually sitting with Sandy in a meeting 2 or 3 weeks ago up in our Ogden office, and she had a friend been notified that someone had passed away, a teenage boy. Okay. Obviously tragic. And she had no idea how to console these people. I mean, it's at a point, you know, when those things happen, words aren't enough, blankets aren't enough. You don't know what to do. But she's watching this family grieve. And so what she decided to do was she had, while they were all at the funeral, she actually had her team go and put blankets for every single person attending that funeral in the home. So they came home and there's 40 plus Minky bags with blankets just in the whole home. And I can't imagine how that must have felt for that family. Now, granted, you're in a state of depression and you're exhausted and shock and all the things. But I know for a fact that she made a difference in that family's life. And again, that is something she did not have to do. I mean,
Never.
These blankets are $200, $300 a piece, right? So we're talking thousands of dollars here. That it doesn't even cross Sandy's mind. She genuinely thinks about helping others in everything she does. And so she hears someone has cancer. It is not just for the patient. It is for the whole family.
Wow.
She donates blankets to everyone that's going to be affected by this process. And so, that's just one, the first one that came to mind, because that was such a extraordinary act of kindness that she had no reason to do that other than just to bring them comfort. She could have just brought it to the family, the immediate family.
Right.
But she decided to literally blanket the house with comfort.
And I cannot even imagine how that family felt, right? They come home and they just feel loved and supported.
Right.
And the generosity of Sandy and your entire team, you're the brand manager, you come up with these ideas of how to market your business. I love that, you know, we were talking earlier about the more I give, the more I get. And
that is her philosophy.
That is her philosophy. That is absolutely incredible.
Yeah, and it's so true. And every time we've come to her, you know, as the brand manager, I'm constantly out, you know, in the field, as you say, like out with all these clients and going to businesses and events. And I hear all these stories, and she doesn't even hesitate when I say, you know, this person just lost their wife, or this person's going through a really hard time. You know, could I pull a blanket for them, or could I put a name down at the location at the store and they can just come in and pick one out? And it's of course, every time. And these people are so just genuinely honored and just so grateful that someone would actually do something like that. And it affects everyone in a very unique way. So every single person that has a Minky has a story behind it. And they don't hesitate to tell me when they see me, or they see Sandy, or anyone that works for Minky Couture, of how special those gifts are to them, whether it was given to them by Sandy or someone purchased it for them.
That's incredible. And for me, Minky means memories.
Yes.
There's always a story behind why someone has a Minky.
Mm-hmm.
And like you're saying, they usually love to share that, which I think is incredible. There's one story that's memorable to me. It's about Elizabeth Smart. Would you mind telling us
Absolutely.
About that?
Absolutely. Yeah. So we actually just did a Sturry story with her. So Sturry Films is, they do these incredible stories about people's experiences with hard times. In fact, they just did one on Casey Scott, which was really cool, who works for KSL. And so... but anyway, they went to Elizabeth Smart. Actually, Elizabeth Smart came to us and she said, you know, I'd love to advocate for you guys. I love your company. I love your heart of what you do. The philanthropic arm resonates with me. Last year, we donated over $1 million in blankets just to people in need.
Wow.
So this is not just NICUs. This is outside of that.
Well, it's interesting. This is a person who began Minky out of passion and compassion for their own child. And it's grown into an organization with tremendous compassion.
Absolutely. And that's what that was her entire intention, is I want to continue to make a difference in these people's lives the way that this blanket changed my daughter's life. So Elizabeth Smart, we just kind of partnered with her recently. She obviously went through a very traumatic experience just over 20 years ago. And she explains in her video of how when she returned to the police station after she was rescued, that they gave her a teddy bear. And, you know, our initial thought as outsiders were like, well, that was nice of them. They just wanted to bring her comfort, right? And her response in our video with her is, it felt wrong to have a teddy bear because I was never treated like a child in my captivity. Which is so hard to hear, right? I mean, I can't, I get emotional thinking about it because I have kids of my own and I just can't imagine what she went through. But she talks about how a blanket would have been the perfect thing for someone to wrap around her at that moment to feel that comfort and that security and that safety. And so now, 20 years later, she has Minkies all over her house. And she says there are so many moments where she goes throughout her day-to-day life. And granted, she says, I'm so grateful I'm married. I've got kids. I've got a home. I'm happy, you know, which things she never thought she was going to have. But she's like, there are moments where I am triggered. And I remember these things that are just so awful. And she grabs that Minky. And that Minky brings her so much peace and comfort. And it's just, it means the world to her. And that is something that is a tangible form of comfort that is hard to find when you experience any form of sadness, right? So that was obviously a very far end of the spectrum of traumatic, but, you know, all of us go through terrible times. And you know, I'm a very strong believer in you don't go through anything you can't handle. I have a son that actually passed away and we were given Minkies and the difference and that made in our lives at that time was just immense. And it was just so incredible to have something to physically hold when you are feeling so sad. And so her experience is just day to day now, she's able to have Minky as a comfort to her. And we are just so grateful that we're a part of that.
And I don't think anyone right now is not going through something hard.
Everyone's going through
every single one, every family, yeah. Everyone has a story. And yeah. I don't know what brings more comfort than just a blanket. Maybe pajamas. I don't know. You have those.
We have pajama line too.
You have robes, right?
We've got robes.
I know. You guys are.
We are a one-stop shop for sadness. You just come.
or for joy.
No,
right?
Truly.
It's everything.
It is the best gift for sad occasions and happy occasions. It's just across the board.
Yeah, yeah. Mental health, right?
Absolutely.
It's such a trend. It's on the news. It's mm-hmm. everywhere. So if you are looking for a gift, Minky Couture is the perfect gift. It's one size fits all. Mm-hmm. It's easy. It's affordable. They have all different sizes. They have different collections that I think are absolutely incredible at all of their locations here in Utah, over 7 stores. There's one close to you. And if you are in Idaho right now or out of state listening to this, you can also go online.
Yeah.
How do people find you?
Yeah. MinkyCouture.com and go under shop and you'll see all the different styles and sizes and all the fun colors that we just released for Mother's Day. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Let's share one more incredible story. I know you do a lot with the military.
We do. We do a lot with the military. We do a lot with natural disasters. And so we're always, I know that the Maui project was a huge incident that happened in Maui, and we were able to match those donations and be able to donate blankets. There was a shooting actually in Tennessee that happened at a school. Do you guys remember this shooting that happened
yeah,
in Tennessee?
Yeah, it was a big political thing.
It was a big political thing, right? Well, we heard about that, and Sandy's initial reaction was, we have to gift everyone in that school a Minky. So we shipped down Minkies for the teachers and all the students that had survived and the families. And that was just such a cool thing. I love working for Minky Couture truly because of these stories. Because I hear these things and all these terrible things that go on in the world. But the little bit of comfort that Sandy's able to bring to these people, and again, it's so personal, right? Every single person is experiencing something different with these blankets. It's truly fascinating and truly just, I'm grateful. I'm beyond grateful to be able to represent her and what she's done with her company.
Absolutely. And the fact that she was a school teacher.
Right.
And this is such a blessing, not only in her life, yeah. to have this passion for compassion and share what she has, but she is so generous. There's a lot of people in Utah that have lots of money. Mm-hmm. I don't know a lot of people that are as generous of a business person as Sandy is.
And that's 100% true. And that's where we are. I'm heavily involved with like the local chambers and stuff. And we are always giving back to every person that is speaking or is in need or anything like that. And I'm kind of that liaison. I'm able to kind of just give these blankets out on her behalf. And it is amazing. The reception I get from these people is just incredible. They are so grateful. And like Jeff said, it started with her just wanting to help her daughter and bring comfort to her daughter. And now we're able to, her mission is to blanket the world in comfort. And she's doing that one blanket at a time. So.
Can you believe that these people are our neighbors? This is so great. I love Utah. I'm I'm a homegrown, born and raised Utah girl, but you know, I take such pride in Utah businesses. So grateful to have Minky Couture. Sierra, so grateful to have you on the show with us today talking about Minky Couture and Sandy Hendry, who is the owner. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. Thanks for listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is right there from Osmond Designs with stores in Orem and Lehigh.
Yes, we do have stores in Orem and Lehigh, and we have in-stock merchandise. We are the largest design center in the entire state of Utah with over 45,000 square feet. So bring your truck and trailer. It's almost Mother's Day, so definitely come and check it out. We sell gift cards, of course, and, you know, one size fits all for that. But if you're not shopping at Osmond Designs, let me just tell you, head on over to Minky Blanket. I don't usually plug other businesses that maybe would be in competition with me, but Minky is incredible. I personally own several Minkies, I think probably one of every style. And today we have Sierra Clayson on the show with us. She's a brand manager for Minky Couture. And I just met you today, but I'm already having so much fun. We're already besties. It's great. You have so much personality and you love your business and you're passionate about it. You are very, very involved in the community. It sounds like Sandy is from Orem. I've personally been associated with Minky because of the Utah Valley Parade of Homes. I'm a title sponsor and Minky is also a sponsor, which is incredible.
Yes, yes. We are a sponsor of the Parade of Homes. We've found so much a joy being a part of that and so much value. Everyone's response to us being in there has been great. But Sandy's very intentional about making sure that she maintains these community roots. As you said, yes, she's born and raised in Orem, Utah. She was Miss Orem once upon a time. Not once upon a time. Oh, gosh, that sounded bad. Sandy, we love you. You're young. You're so young. But once upon a time.
Her glory days are today.
She was Miss Orem. Yes. And in fact, she was just honored at the Sarah Theater down there as a friend of the arts.
I was there for that.
Yeah, she was down there for a friend of the arts.
That was great.
And she actually had her first kiss down at the Sarah Theater.
So
I actually was there yesterday going over our summer schedule with them because we are a sponsor with the Sarah Theater. But so when I came aboard a couple years ago, we decided to be very intentional about being involved with the local chambers of commerce. Utah Valley Chamber of Commerce, Salt Lake Valley Chamber of Commerce, and the South Valley Chamber of Commerce, and then the Ogden Weber. And so we are going to these events and making sure that we are not only present, but also giving blankets and making sure that everyone is awarded with such blanket for their awards and things like that. And so it's been really cool to be able to have connections and just kind of hear everyone's experience with Minky in the community and then relay that back to Sandy. It means the world to her. And I think we are on the brink of exploding as a company. Like Jeff was talking earlier about how where are we outside of the state? We are on the brink of exploding. And when I say that, I want everyone to be very aware that when companies do that and they are known outside, they come back to say, well, where are you from? What have you done where you're from? Like, if I came to Utah, what would people say about your company? And I think that's very true to a lot of companies. They want to know, like, what's your integrity? Do you have a charitable arm? Is it just looking out for yourself? I mean, people want to do business with people who are, you know, have character. And so Sandy's been so good about that. And I just feel so privileged to be able to help represent the company in that way. And so, the chambers have been great, making sure that we're honoring everyone that needs to be honored, and Sandy's able to provide that. So it's great.
Well, she definitely supports local business, which I think
100%.
Is incredible because she is a local business.
100%.
Incredible.
Yeah. And women-owned, right? So woman-owned company, we're a minority. Definitely looking out for those other women-owned companies, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So Minky's headquarters are actually in Ogden.
Correct. Yes, we are in Ogden. Sandy lives in Layton. We started our warehouses in Ogden. We just acquired a warehouse next to us. So that's where our location is.
And Sandy shows up every single day.
Sandy shows up every day. When I got hired 2 years ago, I was telling Jeff and Heather this earlier. I came on as a public relations specialist at first. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to probably report to a VP or something. Sandy peeks her head in the door and she says, okay, you're reporting to me on everything. And I'm like, what? And I had no idea how heavily she is involved in this company. Everything goes through her, which is very unorthodox for a lot of companies, but it works with Sandy. She goes with her gut and she makes the decisions, and with, you know, all of our her team giving her our input, but she leads with her gut and her heart, and that is why Minky is such a success.
Incredible. Last but not least, we want to give a shout out to Central Bank. They are the sponsor of the KSL Real Estate Show. They're trusted bankers and loyal friends, and they helped me make Osmond Designs what it is today. They give business loans, they give home loans, they give car loans. They have a youth savings plan. So thank you, Central Bank, for all you do. Thank you so much, Sierra.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Minky Couture, definitely check them out. They have a great website. Look at all their brand new styles. We'll be back next week on the KSL Real Estate Show.